With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Averting a government shutdown, that was a focus last night and even today as President Biden has signed a number of bills into law.
President Biden signed a package of government spending bills that head off the prospect of a shutdown this weekend. The president, in signing the stopgap legislation, is thanking leaders from both parties for keeping the government funded. At a meeting last month, he noted the danger of allowing a shutdown.
A shutdown would damage the economy significantly, and I think we all agree to that.
This package helps fund the hiring of more air traffic controllers, housing assistance for veterans, and other programs. Congressional negotiators are working on a second package, including defense spending, in an effort to have all federal agencies fully funded by March 22nd. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a new sea route to transport aid from Cyprus to Gaza.
A ship carrying much-needed aid for Gaza is preparing to inaugurate a sea route from Cyprus to the embattled enclave. Speaking from Larnaca in Cyprus, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told reporters,
"Despite all the challenges, and this is truly inspiring, we're not..."
And that report from correspondent Karen Chamas, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday that in talks with the Turkish foreign minister, the two agreed it is now up to Hamas to agree to a temporary ceasefire that would allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza.
We're also intensely focused on seeing if we can get a ceasefire with the release of hostages, the expansion of humanitarian assistance, and an environment for working on an enduring resolution.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and this is SRN News. Republican Nikki Haley quoted the Bible as she suspended her 2024 presidential campaign this week.
In her announcement speech, Haley ended her campaign with the same words she began it, from the Old Testament book of Joshua.
"Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for God will be with you wherever you go."
She also emphasized the need to bind together as Americans, urging the country to turn away from the darkness of hatred and division. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
An advisory panel recommends the Church of England should create a fund of $1.25 billion to address its historic links to slavery. That's 10 times the amount the church previously set aside. The independent oversight group established by the church said the original amount was insufficient compared to the wealth of the church and the moral sin and crime of the transatlantic slave trade. This is SRN News. Researchers will be standing by to observe how animals' routines at the Fort Worth Zoo in Texas may be altered when the skies dim in April for a total solar eclipse. Ed Donahue has more details on the research.
Several zoos along the path will be monitoring changes in behavior when the skies dim next month. In the past,
the flamingos all gathered around their chicks.
Adam Hartstone Rose at North Carolina State University is leading the team. There was a Komodo dragon.
They're a little bit scary, but they don't do anything.
But when the eclipse started,
just in those couple minutes during the eclipse, it started running around and had a reaction.
For this eclipse, some but not all of these animals will be observed.
We're going to look at a different group of gorillas and see if they behave the same way as previously.
One researcher says eclipses mimic short, fast-moving storms. When skies darken, many animals take shelter. I'm Ed Donahue.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.